Again, coming up in just a little bit, Alan Smith will be joining us, and the brand new book published by Sophia Institute Press. This is called The Greatest Commandment, a Fulton Sheen Anthology on Love. And it's a combination of two of Bishop Sheen's books, and Mr. Smith edits these. So he was with us a while back with a previous book.
But, you know, it's timeless, the readings and writings of Fulton J. Sheen.
Well, welcome back, friends. Al Smith is a husband, father, grandfather, a man of trade, and a business owner. He served the church for 15 years as a Catholic evangelist, radio host, writer, internet broadcaster, and retreat director. He's the founder and director of the Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen Mission Society of Canada and has served on the board of directors of the Archbishop John Sheen Foundation in Peoria, which promotes the cause of Fulton Sheen's canonization. He's also the editor of many of Archbishop Sheen's books. And today, we're going to talk about his latest, The Greatest Commandment, Bishop Sheen's Anthology on Love. So welcome to the program once again, Al Smith. Welcome, Al.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me. And, of course, good afternoon to Cheryl.
Hi,
and,
thank you.
I was touched by your stories about Bambi and the movie, and you know, I think, of course, it gets us ready for that great love story of how our Lord laid down his life for us, and, you know, we think you're going to talk about the greatest commandment, but, of course, that he laid down his life for his friends, and we are his friends, so, again, I think it's appropriate that we open up with that little Bambi segue,
there
I guess,
go.
But thanks for having me on the show.
But we're happy you're here. Tell us, I know you've been doing this. This is your fourth Sheen editing job, right?
Right, and fourth of five. I have another one coming out in the summer, and hopefully we'll be back on the show at that time. But this is the fourth. The first one, of course, is The Cries of Jesus from the Cross, which is a collection of Sheen's writings on the seven last words. And, you know, again, it's a bestseller. Everybody gets it for Lent. And so, again, Fulton Sheen does the seven last words very well. The second book was Lord, Teach Us to Pray, and it was a collection of Sheen's writings on prayer, the Our Father, the Mass, the Holy Hour. Again, just people looking for help to have a better prayer life. Fulton Sheen has the answers. We, of course, appeared on your show a little while ago talking about Sheen's Book of Sacraments, which is his writings on the sacraments and marriage. And I thought, you know what, Fulton Sheen wrote a great deal on love. And so let's put everything together they wrote and do an anthology on love. And this is what The Greatest Commandment is.
Wonderful. So this is a combination of two of his books, right?
Right. It's the 1944 book called Love One Another and a 1955 book called God Love You, The Best of Fulton Sheen. And so the 1944 book, I think, is very appropriate for today. He wrote the book towards the end of the war. I think people were looking for some timely advice to say, how are we all going to get along? You know, the world has disagreed on politics, religion. We need some timely advice. And so Fulton Sheen knew the war was coming to an end. And so we almost put a roadmap together with these different chapters, these meditations on how to love one another. And again, I think it speaks for itself, this first half of the book, and we'll unpackage it a little bit later. But the second half is, I want to say, the best of the best. It's a collection of from 23 of his books, and Fulton Sheen just kind of selected these passages. There's 245 quotes in the second half of the book. And some of them are little pithy sayings. Other ones are deeper passages. But I tell you, he will leave you with something to think about every day as you open this book. And so that's kind of how I put it together, was we need some good messages on God's love. And who better than Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen?
Absolutely. And God is love himself, and he created us to love one another. I feel like I want to get this book in so many people's hands because right now we are living in such a disordered world and there's so many misconceptions about love. The young people are being fed definitions of love by what they see on media and television shows, MTV, whatever it is. And we see such a narcissistic society. So even when people enter into marriage, they still might be of the mindset, it's all about me.
Yeah, so true. And, you know, I think we ask that question, what is love? And I think what Fulton Sheen does in this book so well is he talks about different stages of love. He also talks about, I'd like to say this, man running away from God and yet God pursuing man. And of course, I don't think we always think of that hound of heaven type story where God is on pursuit of us. He waits for us to respond, but he's always pursuing us. And, Fulton Sheen talks about this divine friendship. And do we ever really think about, who are my divine friends? Yes, I'm friends with my neighbor down the street, and I get along well with my brothers and sisters. But do I have divine friendships? And how important it is to preserve that friendship and to nurture it. And so I think this is kind of what Fulton Sheen just wants to remind us to say, remember, we will be a brotherhood of men if we just recognize that God is our common father. We all share the same father, and he starts with that. And so, again, these little reminders of Fulton Sheen just kind of pulls us aside and coaches us in a loving way to say, don't get too crazy here. Keep it simple. And again, remember, God is love.
We hear today things like anti-Semitism or racism or sexism as being contemporary issues, but Archbishop Sheen really decried these, didn't he, Al?
Yeah, and I think his listenership was a real big cross-section. I know when he had 30 million viewers watching in his television show each week, a third of them were Jewish, a third were Protestant, and a third were Catholic, but these were people of all races, colors, classes, and he addresses that in the book. And one thing I love that he does, and he always kind of lightens the conversation, he would start off and say, every human being in throughout humanity, there's only four blood types. And remember this, four blood types. But it doesn't matter what the color of your skin is or what your origin of country is. These four blood types can be shared amongst each other. And so we really transcended that language of, people of color or races or creed, but uses the blood story to get his point that there's only four blood types, yet we can share our blood with everyone all over the world. So, again, it's this idea, but he wanted all people's races, classes, and colors to get along and to follow the greatest commandment.
And in the book, again, we're talking with Al Smith. The book is The Greatest Commandment, Bishop Sheen's Anthology on Love, published by Sophia Institute Press, and their address is sophiainstitute.com. Tell us a little about some of the content. For instance, I see that it says Bishop Sheen discusses the meaning of love in light of the Holy Trinity.
Hmm. Right. Yeah. Well, again, he tries to explain and unpackage the story of God's love and, his son. And, of course, Jesus speaks so much about the Father in heaven, and it's almost like the Father begets the Son. And, our Lord had a prehistory, and, of course, we think of the Gospel of John, the Word, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word became God. So, I just want to just remind everyone that Fulton Sheen wanted to really stress the love of the Trinity. I know it's a mystery, and it's hard to unpackage, but this love between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, how it kind of unites us all together. And, Fulton Sheen, we talked earlier, I think you mentioned about one of the gospel readings coming up in the near future. And, of course, it's that passage from Corinthians about what love is. And, it's when we talk about the nine ingredients of charity. Well, that nine ingredients comes from that scripture passage. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. And it's those nine items, patience, kindness, jealousy, boastfulness, arrogance, rude, being rude, that irritable, resentful, wrong, right? Like on a Fulton Sheen kind of touchstones on those items. But again, he unpackages it by presenting patience, kindness, humility, good temperness, sincerity. Again, there's so much in this book. I think I would need an hour and a half to kind of unpackage it properly here on the show.
But it's something I think, Al, that today especially, and Bishop Sheen, we know his cause is still on, it's in progress, and we're praying for the day that soon he can be beatified and eventually canonized. But he seems, his presence in the world today, of course, through Catholic media, through yourself and books like this, seems to be making a return, and young people are, who maybe had no idea who he was, are now interested in Fulton Sheen. I know three young men who they're in their early 30s look to him as their spiritual director, basically, in the missionary work they're doing.
Right, and to tag on to that, most recently I've heard homilies by different priests, young priests, and they will quote Bishop Sheen. So I don't know if in the seminaries they're reading some of his material. Is it a textbook? Certainly used as an example. But again, so timely for today. One point he touches on, and maybe you could expand a little bit if you could, is that love cannot exist without truth. And we struggle with truth today. It's so hard to know who's proclaiming the truth from all these resources we have at our fingertips.
Right. Well, I will touch on the seminarian issue that I think we see these young priests, of course, quote Fulton Sheen. And, you know, for 10 years now, what we've done at the Mission Society is that we've been giving Bishop Sheen books to seminarians for quite some time, because we know as Bishop Sheen spent the last 10 years of his life just giving priestly retreats. And, you know, Father Andrew Apostoli, God rest his soul, he shared that Fulton Sheen's passion for the priesthood, he said that the key to the renovation of the church and the salvation of souls was to renew the priesthood. And so for 10 years, we've been investing in just gifting Bishop Sheen books to seminarians, make sure that they read Life of Christ, The World's First Love, The Priest Is Not His Own, and of course, these anthologies that we've put together. And so, again, we're starting to see some dividends of money spent and an investment of time with seminarians to give them what I call a life coach, a great mentor in Fulton Sheen. And so I think truth will always be in season. And Fulton Sheen truly, really did preach the truth. And, of course, he does talk about how, you know, love cannot exist without truth. And, of course, who is truth? Mm-hmm. It is Jesus Christ. And I think we have to go to him to help figure out this mess that we're in. But, again, we need God. And, of course, as we cannot, love cannot exist without truth. And I'll say it again, the truth is a person, and that person is Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Again, friends, we've been talking with Al Smith. The book is called The Greatest Commandment, Bishop Sheen's Anthology on Love. It is published by Sophia Institute Press. You can check out their website at sophiainstitute.com. Al, before we let you go, again, just a little update on where we are with the process of beatification. Any closer or getting there?
We're getting there. I like to say time is on our side. We have been anticipating a telephone call from the Vatican, because that's all we're waiting on is a new date, a rescheduled date. And, you know, we've heard nothing but good news from people who, of course, asked questions. They wanted to kind of look into things and make sure everything was perfect. And it's all been good news. So good. I think we're just waiting for that communique from the Vatican to give us the new date. And I said earlier on many broadcasts that Rome moves slowly. And patience is a virtue, but we anticipate something. We'd like to think that this year we'll hear something, and we'd love something to happen in the summer. It'd be a great celebration.
Pray for that.
But again, it's in God's perfect timing.
That's right. And again, if I recall from our conversation last time, originally they were going to have beatification in Peoria. Now, that would, when it happens, and I'm not even going to say if, but when it happens, is it going to be in Rome?
A lot of times the canonizations are held in Rome, but the beatifications are held on local soil. So, okay. Of course, in America. Now, various talks and times of bigger venues. Of course, Peoria is a small town, and so it doesn't have a big football stadium. It has a good-sized arena. Mm-hmm. But still, I think sometimes people are looking for venues that would hold 100,000 because of just the interest in this beatification ceremony. So we will see.
Okay.
All right. We'll keep it in our prayers. And we'll look forward to, you said, book number five?
Yes, book number five. I give you a little hint. It is Sheen's writings on war and peace. And when you look at Fulton Sheen's name, and it's translated in the Gaelic, Fulton means war in Gaelic, and Sheen means peace in Gaelic.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that.
It's like his name was going to announce what he was going to write about for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, it's Sheen's writings on war and peace, and again, I look forward to that in the summer, again, through Sophia Institute Press.
Very good. Again, friends, it's called the book is called The Greatest Commandment, Bishop Sheen's Anthology on Love from Sophia Institute Press. And we've been talking with the editor, Al Smith. Thanks, Al, for being a guest today, and we'll look forward to talking with you next time.
Keep up the great work.
Yes. I will. Thank you, Jim and Cheryl. God love you.
Thank you. God love you.
Bless you.